Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank, as the Powell Panthers were meeting up with Rocky Mountain on Saturday in their home opener for the season. And for Rocky Mountain, ranked number one in Class 2A, they certainly didn't disappoint, taking on the third-ranked Panthers out of Class 3A. But Powell, in the end, ended up hitting the shots down the stretch to win the game 61-49, as Rocky stormed out of the gate and took a 10-point lead in the first quarter, led by Taylor Winland. But the Panthers managed to scratch their way back and actually led at the half 32-31. Powell kept the pressure up in the third quarter as they got 4 points from Adrian Geller in that period, as they opened up a 5-point lead. And for the Panthers, they only attempted 4 shots in the fourth quarter, but hit the free throws, 9 of 12 at the free throw line, to keep Rocky Mountain at bay and hand the Grizz their first loss of the season. The Panthers got 18 points from Landon Langfelder, 12 from Mason Marchand, 10 from Zach Ratcliffe, while Rocky Mountain got 15 points from Zach Simmons and 14 points from Taylor Winland, as they ended up meeting for the first time this year. And we'll get ready for a rematch coming up right away after the break. In the girls' game, the Panther girls jumped out to an early lead, but Rocky rallied, hitting some three-pointers, two of those by Taylor Betcher, as Rocky took a 13-10 lead after the first quarter. They moved that lead to 9 points by halftime, and then in the third quarter held the Panthers on 0 of 10 shooting from the field and blanked them, as Rocky it took a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. But the Panther girls responded with defense of their own, holding Rocky to 0 of 9 shooting in the fourth quarter, and managed to cut the lead down to 9, but that's as close as they could get, as the Panther girls ended up losing to Rocky 43-32. Nobody hit in double figures for the Panther girls. They were led by Addie Thorington, who ended up with 8 points for the Rocky Mountain Grizz. They got 17 from Taylor Betcher and 12 from Josie Steed, as Rocky ended up winning their first match with the Panthers. Again, the Panthers are done until after the holiday break, and then when they come back, they'll hit the road for Cowley for a rematch with Rocky Mountain. We're back with more after this.